Alaska tribes and rural hunters have long complained that the dual federal-state game management system is hard to live by and doesn't give subsistence users their due. Today, Otna Incorporated, the smallest of Alaska's regional native corporations, presented a proposal for co-management of game to a U.S. House panel. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, it's a pilot project and it's sure to be controversial.
Unlike most of rural Alaska, the eight villages of the Otna region are on the road system. Otna President Michelle Anderson told a congressional panel today that every season, local hunters have to contend with more hunters who drive in from elsewhere.
It's a shame that this last season, for instance, you know, many of our hunters who have always gotten a moose couldn't compete with everyone else. A lot of our elders have empty freezers this winter. You know, and our children, that means too that our children are not being raised on our traditional foods.
Questions about how to divvy fish and game to favor subsistence users have plagued the state since the 1970s. Anderson says Otna has spent millions to protect their members' hunting rights and to control trespass on corporate lands. They say they need co-management, a real seat at the table with state and federal managers.
To be honest, we would be taken more seriously. You know, right now, we're just a voice complaining about these people that are coming onto our lands.
The proposal would authorize Otna and area tribes to jointly manage wildlife on Native Corporation lands. It would also establish co-management on what Otna says is its traditional hunting grounds. That territory includes state and federal land stretching from Cantwell to beyond McCarthy. Tara Sweeney of Alaska Federation of Natives testified the proposal will help preserve the subsistence rights of non-natives living in rural Alaska, too. Sweeney acknowledges not everyone will see it that way.
The issue of food security for Alaska Natives has always been a controversial issue, and we're here to stand behind the people of the Otna region. It's going to impact a very small portion of the state.
She and Anderson were the only witnesses at the Indian Affairs Subcommittee today. The head of the Alaska State Office in Washington, Kip Knutson, says the state will submit a response. By his initial reading of the draft bill, the state would have the option to participate or not. But Knutson says the proposal is very complex.
The bill is covering issues that have been fought about and debated in Alaska for 40 years. So we'll have to cover quite a bit of ground in our comments, I suspect.
The subcommittee chairman, Alaska Congressman Don Young, said at the end of the hearing he intends to pursue this, and he sees rough waters ahead.
Thank you, and I will tell you this is something I believe in, or I wouldn't do it, and it's just great jeopardy I do this. But if I don't do it, why am I here?
Young says he's listening to all sides and aims to leave a legacy of increased opportunities for subsistence, as well as sport hunting and participation in what he called the Great Alaska Experience. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.